show. And my guest today is Rika Rivka Markell. And we're going to talk law of attraction always on Thursdays afternoons. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about our topic today is law of attraction 24/7. What do you mean 24/7? We do sleep, right?
That's so funny. Yeah, but it is something that people say to me all the time, like, I am practicing the law of attraction because I am writing my goals and I am meditating 20 minutes per day, and so I'm practicing it, I'm really doing it. But again, for me, it's already a very weird concept to say that you practice the law of attraction. Because the law of attraction is always working. It will be the same thing as saying, I'm practicing the law of gravity. Nobody says that. So it's just very interesting how people have, in my opinion, a little bit of an awkward idea about the law of attraction. So no matter what you are doing, every single second of the day, you are attracting your reality. Whatever is going on in your head 24/7, is creating your life. So it's always on, always. There is no such thing as writing down for 20 minutes and then put your pen down and then start judging everything that is around you, that you're not happy, that it is not there yet, that you don't drive the car that you want, and so that everything around you is still not what it's supposed to be. Guess what? The law of attraction is working. It hears your complaining, and the complaints are rolling out just in front of your nose.
Well, you know, I've been going through the Esther and Jerry Hicks books, and I'm in the second book too. And what I've been learning is, wow, why don't they all teach it like you and them? Because a lot of times you get these law of attraction teachers, and they really don't explain all the different laws like you guys talk about, and how particularly as simple as what we were trained as human beings doing can really slow down a lot of things we want and desire and the life we want by reverting back to certain things. And it's got to be frustrating for people, and they don't even see it. They think they're fine. And yet, they'll start complaining about a bunch of things. They'll say things aren't happening, and all you're doing is manifesting it not to happen.
Exactly. So again, and I am preaching it, I am shouting it from the rooftops, awareness is key. You have to be aware. The first thing is that you have to know that the programs are rolling out. You have to know that you are in the matrix. You have to know that your mind is going to fool you 24/7. Your mind is going to say, wait a minute, we don't do that. We are not creating another reality because we are safe in this reality. So I'm going to just keep you stuck in this. And I'm going to give you all the thoughts that you don't want, because that is going to keep us in a safe environment. We don't like change. And we know that people don't like change. So our mind is going with that. Our mind is going with the program. We don't want change. So first of all, you need to know that that is the truth. And once you know that your mind is going to do everything to hold you back, then you can start talking to your mind and you can say, no, we're not going to do that. And 24/7, you have to be aware and change your thoughts. Just change them all the time.
And a lot of times we want to recreate just because it didn't work out the first time. In our mind says, oh, it's just not going to work out again. We've already are rationalizing it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
And I hear this all the time. And I'm like, no, we are in control. Yeah. Not the future, not predicting, not this. We are in control if we truly believe. And when let's say when things go wrong, we have to switch ourselves to something particular very fast, right? Yeah. When it happens, where you get with somebody who's really complaining about something. So let's talk about it. Like, you have a problem that just happened. You don't want to go tell three people about that problem. You want to solve it and move on and not even mention it, right?
That is, you know, I think Dr. Joe Dispenza is very good in explaining that. Like, he says, then something happens to you and then you pick up the phone and you start.
You call five people.
you find that person that is going to tell you what a victim you are, and you're going to indulge in that victimhood, and you're going to make it even worse. And so the only way to make it go away fast is to just run with your head against the wall. That is what Abraham Hicks would say. Like, how do you get out of this as fast as possible? Just crash. Just crash. Don't try to fix it on the way. Just don't try to manipulate it. Don't try to, because, you know, when a train is moving and it's moving downwards, it takes a lot of energy to stop it. So don't stop it. Just let it crash. Let it just go.
And I think it goes back to responsibility. If you can take the responsibility for yourself, say, I'm going to come up with a solution. But I'm gonna move right on to that once I come up with that solution and say, well, I'm gonna fix this at 5 o'clock today. But it's 12:30 and I'm focusing on this podcast and talking to this next amazing client and getting this next amazing sale and then broadcasting something to the rooftops and creating great content. And then I'm going to go for a great walk. What's coming at me later, I'll handle it. But I'm not going to tell anybody else. See, I totally made that mistake thousands of times where I'm saying, you know, I'm really in, and I think this goes back to why therapists are so busy, right? Is guess what? We tell them their problems and we go through this and we relive it and it becomes so exhausting. And then we don't recover for 3 days.
Correct. Yeah. We make it, we really indulge in the negativity, which of course it makes it even worse, and you're just going to like end up miserable and negative, you know. So like you say, the when something shows up in your life and it's really not what you want, you just ignore it and you go to the next thing. And I'm not saying that you should ignore, because I get a lot of people telling me, what are you saying? Ignoring your trouble? I can't pay my rent. Should I ignore it? No, you should not ignore it, but you should take conscious action. It doesn't help with to complain and to say, I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my rent. Oh my God, I can't pay my rent. That is not going to pay your rent. But you can say, okay, I can't pay my rent. So now I'm going to take conscious action. I'm going to sit and I'm going to think, okay, how am I going to solve that problem? How am I going to create the money that I can pay my rent? And you're going to focus on the solution. You're going to focus on paying the rent. And you're going to see as if you already paid the rent. You come home from putting the check in the mail. And that is what you are going to focus on. You're going to see yourself putting the check in mail, or making the going on your phone and paying it online.
Right.
You see yourself doing it already. And then when you do that, when you are acting as if it's already done, the inspiration is going to come.
All right. So what about more in a melancholy type situation, like a really depressed, down, quiet, subdued, not being happy? Can that attract more things? We're definitely, if we're looking at vibration levels, right? We're past boredom now. We have a lot of things on our.
You're still manifesting. Manifestation never stops. It's all about, what am I manifesting? There is no such thing as not manifesting. That is my point. That is what I'm always like so amazed about. People say, oh, I'm not manifesting what I want. Guess what? You are manifesting 24/7, because that never stops. You have to look around and see, what are you manifesting? Because what you're manifesting is exactly what you have in your head.
It was interesting. One of the books that I would listen to in Jiraj Global's room, How to Get Rich, or it was a, it's basically, yes, How to Get Rich. I forget who wrote the book. It'll come to me in a second. But I'm just going to give you what I learned. Is basically talks about, if you have more good days than bad days, you're going to become rich. If you have more good days than bad days, if you have lots of bad days, you're never going to become rich. So he basically talked about every day. If you have lots of good days, you're going to become rich. That there's certain people to become rich, and they have specific things that they do and specific things. You could have a dumb person become rich, smart people become rich. Older people become rich. I got to remember who wrote the book. But what I'm saying is, what it's telling you is, it's up to us at the end of the day to become rich, to become healthy, to be happy. Yeah. We choose it. And Esther Hicks talks about, guess what? If you don't, you could, how far am I away to being happy again? 20 seconds or 5 seconds or something crazy like, right?
Just one deep breath in and out and change your thoughts, change your vibration, just change it and it's over.
Right. And the problem is when you're rocking it and you nail it in a 24/7 day, like everything's going well. And then wham, one thing goes wrong. One out of 105 things that went right. What do we focus on as human beings? The one thing that goes wrong. And does it, what happens, then that leads the rest of the evening and it leads it to the next day. And you're not going to have 105 things go right the next day.
Well, I would suggest something, and I usually don't do that. But when you really want to manifest what you want and not what you don't want, awareness is key. That's what I said already. But if you want to go fast, you need somebody that already understands how the law of attraction works as a coach. And you need to have somebody that is going to support you, because if you are in a negative, negative spiral going downwards, and you want to pick up the phone and you want to complain to a friend or whatever you want to do, you need that one person that you're going to call, and that person is going to help you on the other side, to get on the other side, not on the complaining side, but you're not going to complain. But you're just going to borrow the vibration of that person you're talking to. And that's what a coach is for. If you work with a manifestation coach, they will bring you where you're going to go faster. You're going to borrow the vibration of your coach, and it's going to help you get to the other side faster.
Compared to just reading a book where we'll think we're doing well, but we don't have somebody telling us.
You need some help.
So how's your week? So a coach is going to say, so how's your week going? A lot of good things, right? You've been reading your books. You've been manifesting. You've been, you know, staying pretty positive. How's it gone? Well, this happened and this happened. And you're going to be like, really? And that's what you'll do. That's how you provide that. And the best place is to go to your YouTube channel. And that YouTube channel is?
Rika Rivka Markel.
Awesome. We appreciate it. You know, it's always fun catching up on these things. I'm figuring out things more and more. And I'm like, why did I learn this? Why did it take me until I'm 50 to figure this out? And now I'm 51. I wish I would have, you know, it would have taken me a lot earlier to figure all this stuff out. But yes, there's still lots of time left to accomplish all of your dreams. And if you're not out there thinking you can make your dreams come true, whatever age you are, you're missing out in life. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
All right. You're listening, watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.